Nyttårssalget er i gang hos Dressmann. Nå får du opp til 70% rabatt på et stort utvalg skjorter, gensere, bukser og mye, mye mer. Opp til 70% rabatt ved kjøp av to eller flere varer. Salget finner du i butikk og på dressmann.com.
En podcast fra Podplay.
I went to see him as a very young kid when I was a teenager. And he was running all over the place and, you know, the way he sang and performed and interacted with the crowd, that probably made a big impression, influenced me a lot.
Ok. Jeg skjønner hva du tenker. Jared Leto i Gammal Maiden. Og jeg helt enig, det helt sjukt, men det det som artig med å holde på med det her da. Vet aldri hva man får på kroken, og ja, hvorfor ikke? En fikk jo 10 minutter. Det her jo egentlig et intervju i forbindelse med den kommende konserten med 30 Seconds to Mars i Oslo Spektrum. Men så klarer jeg på mystisk vis å få inn noen nostalgispørsmål og litt Maiden og noe greier. Og da synes jeg det passer bra å legge det ut som en gammel Maiden-episode det her, for det er sjukt da. På kort varsel på fredags ettermiddagen, så plutselig så får jeg beskjed. Ja, du kan få en prat med Jared Leto. Altså, er det en fyr jeg har kikket på, vært litt sjalu på helt siden 90-tallet, da han var med i tv-serien Angela, og all kjærestene min på 90-tallet var egentlig forelsket i Jared Leto, ikke sant? Og det det forholdet vi har til den. Vi har sett den i Fight Club, masse filmer. Han har vært jokeren for svingene i Suicide Squad. Da er det rart å plutselig sette og prate med fyren på en sånn videosamtale. Og hvis du hører godt etter i løpet av intervjuet her, så blir jeg litt satt ut på et tidspunkt. Og det påvirker spørsmålstillingen vi veldig å sette og prate med en så fin, vakker kar. Og kjent ikke minst som Jared Leto er. Bare hør på intervjuet her, og så skal jeg oppsummere litt etterpå, tenker jeg. Kos deg med Jared Leto, frontmann i 30 Seconds to Mars, som på onsdagen skal stå på scenen i Oslo Spektrum.
Okay.
All right.
What's up, brother?
Welcome to Radio Rock, Jared Leto.
Thank you, brother. Good to be here.
You're soon heading off to Europe on a new tour again. How are you right now?
I'm fantastic. Just played Australia, Singapore. I'm in Paris. We're getting ready to start. We start in Finland. And then we play in Oslo on October 9th at the Spectrum.
We are giving away some last-minute tickets on Radio Rock this week. And what can the audience expect in Oslo Spectrum?
Music, fun. And, I mean, it's a weird question to ask. You know, like, what do you expect from the show? I don't know, man. It's like, I try to keep it... You know, I suppose you want to surprise people a little bit, right? You want to keep it exciting. And, you know, we've been having great shows all year. So, I mean, what I expect is that, you know, some passion and energy from the audience. And, you know, I expect from myself to, like, really kill myself in order to put on a great show. That's what I expect.
You've been... gathering new fans for years and years since the 90s. Do you see a difference between the old fans and the new ones that maybe found you on TikTok or something?
Yeah, the old ones don't jump up and down as much anymore.
That's the difference, yeah.
Probably. Maybe their knee is hurting or, you know. But I feel their pain because I'm usually the same age as the older ones. But they're great. It's cool. When I look out at the shows, we have like, you know, you see older people, you see super young people, and it's a very wide range of folks in the audience. It's really cool, actually. And then, you know, sometimes you see parents that brought their kids. Their kids are singing louder than they are, and it's a beautiful thing, to be honest.
And in your shows, you're very good at getting the crowd chanting and dancing and moving. And what is it about your music that makes you want to do that? Because you're one of the best frontmen doing that at the moment, like making the people do what you want for 2 hours.
Well, I appreciate that. I always feel like I'm there in service of the audience. Like, it's my job to make sure that when those people leave, they've had an absolutely unforgettable night. Mm-hmm. So I challenge myself to do whatever I need to do in order to motivate that in myself and the audience. And, you know, I think it's a collective thing that we do together, but I'm really there for the audience. I'm not there for me. I'm not there to take from the audience. I'm there to give what I have. And so we all have a special night and something unforgettable. That's how I think of it. And, you know, I never forget how lucky I am to be doing this. You know, I don't take it for granted.
And you seem quite calm there in a French hotel room in between tours, and you're doing movies. The other day I saw you climbing Empire State Building. How do you juggle everything to get so calm as you seem right now?
Well, I have a great team, and we all work really hard. And then we're not working, we try to take care of ourselves and make sure that we're sleeping and eating well and taking care of our mind and our bodies and, you know, finding some balance. That's really the key. If you're going to be on the road for a long time, you got to make sure that you find balance, you take care of yourself. I think you got to do that anywhere you are, in any job. But if you're flying all over the planet and you're eternally jet lagged, you just have to make sure that you are taking care of yourself. So then you can perform, you can get on stage, and you can do what you need to do.
In Radio Rock, we play a lot of classic rock, metal, punk, and I love to explore the artists. The first moment when you felt that, oh my God, this kind of music, I have to listen to it more and I have to play it myself. Can you remember a moment like that in your childhood?
The kid, Led Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin?
Led Zeppelin, The Who. I liked Pink Floyd. Like, those were kind of those were my bands. And I really just fell in love with classic rock. And now, you know, some young kids are listening to our music in the same way that I listen to those bands, which is crazy to me.
How did you,
teenager listening to bands that were 20 years, you know, albums that were 20 years old. And now people are listening to our album, which is about to have its 20th anniversary next year, Beautiful Eye. You know, listening to our old albums, like it's mind-blowing to me.
How did you get to know that kind of music in your childhood? Did your parents, where did you listen to it?
I don't know. Somebody, a friend of my mom's, gave us a box full of albums. So that was a great gift.
Mm-hmm.
Jethro Tull and, you know, maybe the Rolling Stones was in there, although I didn't listen to them very much when I was a kid. The Zeppelin was in there, The Who, a bunch of albums.
Mm-hmm. For me, it was like Iron Maiden, actually. Just, I dropped everything else. I want to do this. Do you remember listening to my Iron Maiden the first time in your childhood?
Oh, yeah. My brother was a Maiden head. You know, he was like a full-on heavy metal head. He's a metal head. I was more into classic rock, but I liked Iron Maiden a lot. And still to this day, you know, I mean, they have some of the best rock songs ever written, I feel like. you know, if I hear Number of the Beast come on anywhere, I'm like, I want to jump out of my seat and, you know, and just scream it out loud. It's just, he's a great performer. I probably was inspired a lot by him. I went to see him when I was a very young kid, when I was a teenager, and he was running all over the place, and, you know, the way he sang and performed and interacted with the crowd, that probably made a big impression, influenced me a lot. Mm-hmm.
Nyttårssalget er i gang hos Dressmann. Nå får du opp til 70% rabatt på et stort utvalg skjorter, gensere, bukser og mye, mye mer. Opp til 70% rabatt ved kjøp av to eller flere varer. Salget finner du i butikk og på dressmann.com.
Fiken presenterer et superenkelt regnskapsprogram for å levere skattemeldingen til bedriften din.
Det var enkelt.
Fiken, et superenkelt regnskapsprogram.
You're listening to a podcast. I'm Bruce Dickinson. You're not. And you're listening to Gamal Maiden.
You're welcome to Norway. Good luck with your concert and your tour. How is it to tour with your brother? I got three brothers myself.
That's great. I mean, we, you know, we have a lot of respect for each other. So we, you know, do our best to avoid, you know, conflict, but it's great. We get to do this incredible thing, and we get to stand in front of these audiences all over the world. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. We're very, very, very lucky to do it, and we know it. So happy to be here, happy to be on tour, happy to be coming back to Oslo at the Spectrum on the 9th, and hope to see you sometime soon, brother.
Same to you, and thank you for a nice conversation here, and thank you for joining Radio Rock, Jared.
Okay, see you soon.
Gammal Maiden med Torkel Torsvik, en podcast fra Radio Rock.
Thank you, Jared. Ja, jeg er på fornavn med fyren plutselig. Og som du kanskje hørte, man blir satt ut av å plutselig prate med folk som man har sett på avstand så lenge, og som så kjent, og begynner plutselig å si at han verdens beste frontmann på å få med seg publikum, og ja, han dritflink, men begynner liksom å overdrive og sånn, det ekkelt å høre på i ettertid, men sånn det, så prøv selv, prøv å prate med en fyr som all kjæresten din har vært forelsket i opp gjennom årene, så skal vi forstå hvordan det går. Det var hyggelig da, overraskende, koselig kar der han satt i en sånn, ja, hva jeg skal kalle den der huva han hadde på seg. BF kalte vi det i militæret. Bjørn Fetta, sa de oppe i Nord-Norge, med sånne flapper over øyrene og pels og full pakke inn på et hotellrom i Paris, visste det seg. Så det her en sånn mote-gure, vet du. Og jeg må si respekt for alt han får til å holde på med og putte inn i kalenderen sin, Jared Leto. Så det her var interessant. Jeg håper på en lengre prat neste gang, så vi kommer litt mer under huden på fyren. Tusen takk til deg som hører på Gammal Maiden. Vi skal nok litt mer ned på jorda tilbake til Norge i neste episode. Det bare å glede seg.
Du har hørt en podcast fra Podplay. En enklere måte å høre podcast på. Last ned appen Podplay, eller se podplay.no.
Nyttårssalget er i gang hos Dressmann. Nå får du opp til 70% rabatt på et stort utvalg skjorter, gensere, bukser og mye, mye mer. Opp til 70% rabatt ved kjøp av to eller flere varer. Salget finner du i butikk og på dressmann.com.